We have invited a special guest today. Today's guest is Ms. Laura. She's a super polyglot and a YouTuber. So she has a passion for language learning. So I will ask some questions. The first question is, please tell us about yourself. Where are you from? YouTube channel, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Masa. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
Welcome.
I can tell you a little about me. So, okay. It all started when I grew up in Barcelona, so close to Barcelona. So I grew up bilingual with Catalan and Spanish. Then at school, I learned English and I soon realized that I really liked it. So,
yeah.
But what I mostly liked was watching videos and reading in English. So most of my English, I learned it on my own, I would say.
Okay.
And yeah, at some point in school, I also got to choose French, which also I really liked.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I was done with high school and decided to study translation and linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, in parallel, started learning German.
Okay.
I didn't have a master plan in my mind, but after university, I didn't really know what to do, and I applied for a job in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and it was some kind of exchange job, mm-hmm. so kind of student job-like, and
okay.
it was great, and there I actually met my partner, and who would become my husband,
okay.
and he happens to be half German, half Russian, so okay. then I decided to learn Russian. Yeah, and so that was like already my sixth language, but I never planned to become a polyglot just because I have lots of fun learning languages. So it somehow happened. And then the pandemic came, and I'm a very social person. I love going out a lot, and I was locked, and not locked, but you know,
yeah.
how it was. So I couldn't do a lot of things I used to do, mm-hmm. and was a little frustrated. So mm-hmm. I decided to start my own YouTube channel to be honest, to get a little distracted from everything, but also just to share my passion. And I thought maybe I can help someone. And so mm-hmm. I have some positive impact in my daily life for other people. And at the same time, I decided to start an experiment. I wanted to see how much Italian I could learn in a week using the app Duolingo.
Mm-hmm.
But after a week, I must say, I loved the language so much that I decided to keep learning it.
Yeah.
So I've been now learning Italian for a year.
Mm.
And yeah. Already thinking about the next languages I might want to learn. And I must admit, it's no joke. One of those is Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I must say that I am also very afraid because the languages I've learned so far have a similar structure. They are all Indo-European. So, okay. And learning Japanese would be very nice, but also a big challenge. But I've been to Japan twice and I love the country. So I think it would be awesome, but I'm a little afraid, I must admit.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So maybe you have mentioned the next point, but mm-hmm. I know that you can speak more than seven languages. So could you tell us about your language journey? So we want to know how you became a polyglot.
How I learned them specifically.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, of course, I had the two languages I grew up with. I learned them just like any kid does. Mm-hmm. And regarding English, like I said, well, there were several things I did. So I yeah. learned very passively at school, then watching series and okay. films in English,
mm.
also reading a lot. But mm-hmm. then the major change for my English language learning was when I went to Australia
mm.
for an exchange. I was 18 and was there. It was kind of, through my studies, I had to have like a semester abroad.
Okay.
And I was there for a semester. And it really pushed my English because I didn't only, you know, passively consume content, but yeah. I was also exchanging and talking and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So these really gave me kind of like a push.
Yeah.
And for German, well, French. Okay. French is kind of special because I learned it really passively only at school and then as a translator in my studies. And I never used it. And then, but then this changed after. But so after my studies, I went to Germany. And so I focused on German. I was like my German, it arrived to a point where my German was better than my English because I was using it every day.
Yeah,
now I've been living 10 years in Germany. So I still have an accent. I still make mistakes, but my German level is pretty high. And yeah, with French, well, I just kind of forgot it for some years. And then I was about to look for a job and I thought, hey, maybe it would be an advantage to have a good level of French. And so what I did was enroll myself in a B2 exam for French. Okay. Yeah, I did that half a year before taking the exam. So I would have time, right? And I planned to study every day. And my study plan was basically listening to podcasts and a lot of material every day. I tried to do, like, I didn't have a schedule, but I tried to do at least half an hour a day.
Easy, yeah.
And I also, I must admit, I bought a book which was specifically to take the exam. Because those kind of books, they help, you know, because sometimes you don't only have to be good in the language, but you have to also know the exam. Like, what do they expect from you?
Structure. Yeah.
So actually, I passed the exam, but I must admit, my level wasn't very good when talking to people because it was a very passive level. But then at some point in my job, they said, hey, you speak French, right? And I was like, yeah.
I am.
And then said, okay, we would need you to be taking care of the French partners and customers from next month on. Is it possible?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I had to focus on French a lot. And then I took this challenge in my job and I did it. But the first month I was often on the phone with some of our partners. And I understood only the half, right? But so this pushed me to improve my skills, which I did. So one of my tips would be to, even if you're afraid, just go for it and it will somehow work out. But you have to do a little every day. Or if you have one of those deadlines like I had, you have to do a lot every day so that you get to a level that is acceptable, I guess. But it really depends on what you need the language for, of course. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, then Russian or German, we talked about it, right? Yeah. So, well, Russian, I learned it because of my partner. And basically, yeah, the beginning I was learning it on my own with websites and so on, but I realized, okay, I could only learn a few words. It wasn't really helping. So I took some classes, and for 2 years, I took like two classes a week. It was like 3 hours a week. It was quite intense and learned the grammar, basically, and the vocabulary, also learned to talk.
Yeah.
And so I got the kind of the basis for my Russian there. And then I moved to another city due to job change. And then it was complicated to find a new teacher. So I looked up online and I've been learning online for 4 years. You probably know iTalki.
Yeah, iTalki. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also one of the things that inspired me for the name of my channel, Couch Polyglot, because I learn languages from home, right? You don't have to leave your home to learn languages.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's a lot better to learn languages online. Like for me, at least, it's, you know, you gain a lot of time and it's more flexible.
Safe phrase. Yeah.
And now I wanted to also push my Russian to the next level because I would say I have like a B1. And so I decided to start reading in Russian. I'm reading my first book in Russian and One of the things I always say in my channel is the best way to learn, in my opinion, is to do something every day, even if it's not much, you know. Yeah, yeah. So now I'm reading a one page in Russian a day.
Yeah, one day. So, yeah.
But it adds up, you know, because now we're like at the end of May and I've been reading this book for how many days? I don't know. So it's probably like 150 or something, more or less.
Right.
Mm. And so I'm at page 150. And so it's like one page at a time, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I like this. I like this. And I think I talked to Italian. That's the last one. Yeah, how I learned it. Yeah, I've only been using what it's called the natural approach. So because Italian is so similar to other languages I speak,
yeah,
I can already at the beginning, I could understand like 80%. Mm. So I've been learning Italian just by watching videos. Okay. Well, in the first week I was using Duolingo, but I would say 90% of the time I've been using just watching videos. Yeah, online, like on YouTube mostly.
Okay.
And now I've started a tandem. So now I looked up online and I found a guy who was learning Spanish and I'm learning Italian. So we have a kind of like an exchange.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually speaking Italian now with someone regularly once a week. Okay. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Thank you. The third question is, I like your video, studying two languages at the same time. So based on your experiment, do you think it is possible to learn two languages at the same time? Or do you have any suggestion when we learn two languages at the same time?
Well, one thing is, if it's possible, I would say definitely it is possible. If I would recommend it, that's another thing. For me, you know, I learn languages because it's fun and it's my hobby.
Yeah,
and hobby. When trying this experiment, it was stressful. So I wasn't having that much fun.
Yeah.
So for me, it doesn't make sense, but it also depends on like your life situation. I would say if you're maybe retired, and you have all the time in the world, maybe it's a good idea. But for me, like I'm working full time. I have a YouTube channel, you know, I have friends, family. So
all the time. Yeah.
Yes. So for me, it was too crazy. Like learning several languages at the same time is not a problem, but starting them, starting from zero, I wouldn't recommend it. but like I said, it really depends on, on your life situation, let's say. And also maybe your brain capacity, because if you're very young, let's say maybe you're 15, your brain connections are different than like me. I'm 31, I'm still young, but you know, it's not the same. So it really depends on your life situation and your age and different factors. But I would recommend to try it. It's you can try it and see if it works for you. I wouldn't do it myself again because it was too stressful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. I also watched your video, Language Running Tips, Creating Running Habit, if you have no time. So could you talk about this topic again? I think your running tips are very useful for us.
So one of the excuses I hear the most when people say, I would love to learn a language, but I have no time. And I would say to those people, well, it's always better to do something than to do nothing. Of course, if you dedicate 3 hours a day to language learning, your progress will be much faster than if you dedicate 10 or 15 minutes. But, you know, also what you would need to know is that everything sums up. So I think we're in a world where people expect results very fast. And so they'll be like, I want to learn, I don't know, Portuguese in 2 weeks. Well, it's not possible. But if you dedicate 15 minutes a day for 1 year to Portuguese, then you'll probably have a decent level. Well, of course, depending on your experience and so on. So for me, it's also not the same if I do this for Japanese or for Portuguese, because of course, Portuguese is much similar to the other languages I speak. But Yeah, what inspired me also to do this video, I don't know if you know it, but there's a book called Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. Mm. And I was trying to apply this while learning Italian. And it basically means, yeah, so dedicate a small amount of time every day to something and you will see amazing results, but that's not funny. Instantly, of course, after maybe 1 year, 2 years,
three years.
So, So those small habits can have a big impact. And what you can also do is, people say they have no time, but I think most people are going to cook or are going to clean or are going to drive to work, right? Yeah. So why not use those times to, in parallel, learn languages? Yeah, so for instance, you can, you know, listen to a podcast while you're cooking. I do this all the time. Yeah, or while you're cleaning. Mm. Some polyglots also talk to themselves while they're alone. So you can, I do that sometimes too. It's a little freaky. So you can, you know, talk to yourself in French while you're cooking. Yeah. So things like that. So you do have time. It's just you maybe need to manage your time differently, or not exclusively to do one thing, but do several things at the same time.
Okay.
Sure.
So finally, please leave a message for language learners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. A message. Hmm. Well, I think there are three things which are very important. Okay. You should not be afraid of mistakes because mistakes are part of the language learning process.
Yeah.
You should find a way to have fun while learning. It should be fun for you. Everyone has a different way of learning. Maybe you love grammar, then just read some grammar books. Maybe you love watching films, then watch films. Maybe you love reading news, then read some news. Just find what's best for you to learn language, because every person is different. So don't be afraid. Find a way to have fun.
Yes.
And do something every day. This is like the, I think, the three key messages. So if you do it every day, you'll see amazing results, but after a long time, not just after 1 week.
Laura, thank you so much for answering all questions. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.